The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Email address, udocs@gmail.com. Also on iHeartRadio Talk, you can add Radio MD and, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and update station you can customize for the information that's specifically important to you. You can download the iHeartRadio app or go to iHeartRadio.com. You can click Talk when you find it there in the main menu. And then you search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So thanks for listening again today. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, at 20 minutes after the hour, he's coming up to talk about Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. There's some improvements there, I guess. Lead exposure is linked to early menopause in women. Dr. Ginsberg with information on that. Also, is your house plumbing harboring harmful bacteria? And a story that's big in the news, Dr. Mike, this week. So it has to do with West Virginia tap water. He'll be talking about that, too.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it, that Virginia tap water thing? I read, and you probably know more about this, Joe, than I do, and we'll learn more about it from Gary, but the last time they inspected this plant was more than 20 years ago. Shows you we don't have enough, apparently, inspectors for all of our energy plants.
No, that's not good. In fact, one of your stories today deals with something from the CDC. With regard to the West Virginia tap water and pregnant women, right?
That's exactly right. So pregnant women, well, let's have Gary talk about this. So we'll save this for Gary, and we'll come back to that because we've got enough other great stories, and I'm sure we should let Gary do this one because he's really an expert on it.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 past the hour in this hour. Why are doctors fighting over blood pressure guidelines? Blood pressure guidelines are changing a lot, and what's the information on that?
Well, the reason there is such a concern about it is that we want to do what's right for patients, and whether you should have very tight control, meaning 115 over 75, or whether as people get older, they need more blood pressure because they've got hardening of the arteries, and how you adjust it for people with normal arteries versus, that is, who you assume have normal arteries versus those who may not have normal arteries is really what the debate is. And the question is, how low is too low, and does this pertain to only people over the age of 60? Well, I think it is really, and this comes to another story. As you know, Joe, I spent probably 25 of my recent years, a fair bit of time, trying to develop a test that is accurate for predicting the age of your body. We call it the real age test, and I'm proud, and maybe too proud now to say that, in fact, it just had a test independently of us to say how accurately real age was, and it's more accurate than even the Framingham updated studies. It's the most accurate measure of how old you really are is your real age, and that was independently determined. It came out in an article on Friday night, Friday at 4 p.m. So I'm proud of that, but the real reason that it's important is that if the physiologic age of your arteries is important, and if you keep them young, then maybe when you're 80, you should aim for a blood pressure of 115 over 75. On the other hand, if your arteries get stiff because you haven't been treating them well with either food or exercise, nutrition, or blood pressure control, When you're 40, you could have 80-year-old arteries and aim for 145 over 90 to be appropriate. So that's really the debate of physicians. What is the right number based on the, if you will, the aging or the quality of your arteries? And that's the debate. And this is the guideline that people are fighting over. Joe?
What is the best time to take your blood pressure?
Well, you know, this is actually interesting. Most of us have considered that the best time to take the blood pressure is to take it the first thing in the morning when you're quiet and with 3-minute period. Now, there's some people who say you should really take it in the evening under the same conditions. But I think what really relates to blood pressure and causing arterial disease, causing strokes, causing heart attacks, etc., is the blood pressure that's taken round the clock. That is, what is the average blood pressure you have during the full day? And then that's the one that should be in the 115 over 75 range if you're under 60, and 130 over or in 90 or less if you're over 60 by the guidelines. I'm still a believer that if you've kept your arteries young because you haven't smoked, because you have exercised, because you've chosen the right diet, because you do the right amount of physical activity, because you've managed your blood pressure well, then you should probably all the way till, while you still have young arteries, keep the blood pressure in the young range of under 120 and under 80 or 115 over 75, which is the ideal for young people.
I know a lot of people have these blood pressure machines, and sometimes people get crazy and take it more often than they should. And after exercise, should you not take it after you exercise because your blood pressure is elevated, right? I wouldn't think that would be good.
Well, right after exercise, that's exactly right, Joe. Right after you exercise, your blood pressure goes up, but then it comes down more. So you shouldn't take it in relationship. You should have at least a half-hour period where you haven't done any exercise before you take your blood pressure. That's why we say quiet when you get up in the morning when you're non-stressed, or late in the evening when you're non-stressed after you've done meditation is the ideal way to take it.
One more quick thing before the break, and Dr. Gary Ginsberg, talk about a high-fiber diet as it relates to asthma, Dr. Mike.
The high-fiber, we know, protects against obesity and diabetes. And now there's a recent study that shows it actually protects against, asthma. Now, why would it protect against, why would it protect against obesity and diabetes? Is because you slow emptying of your intestine into your large intestine, that's the ileocecal valve, so you feel full longer, so you don't eat as much. In addition, most of the foods that are high in fiber, such as cabbage and beans and fruits, etc., are healthier foods than, in fact, many of the packaged foods that aren't high fiber. So that's the protective effect. We now think it is protective against asthma because it changes the bacteria inside your gut, and that may be the reason it protects. That is, the gut bacteria are different, and because of that, it protects you against that. It may actually protect against cancer the same way, Joe.
All right, coming up after the break, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Our topics today include one of the big issues in West Virginia, the tap water issue in West Virginia. Also, Dr. G wants to ask you if your house plumbing could be harboring some harmful bacteria. Johnson & Johnson Baby Shampoo is making some improvements. If you wash your child's hair with J&J Baby Shampoo, also there's a lead exposure story that might be linked to early menopause in women that Dr. Ginsberg wants to say more about. Again, to reach us on the air, 877-711-5211 on the phone, or udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.